Today we are bagging more milk. We have 36 ounces today, which means we're gonna do 9 bags. And let me just say, I am so proud of myself because I have repeated this over and over again, and I did not produce this much with my daughter, and it is very hard work, and I applaud all the moms who try and who are under suppliers like I was, because believe me, this is not the norm for me. I am so happy to get my supply up, but again, I know the struggle, and I know what it's like to see all the moms on here who are over suppliers, because it's kind of discouraging, but I'm like, go mamas, because that is, you know, fuel for your child. And just, I envy that forever. And now I'm not an oversupplier. My dog. I'm not an oversupplier, but I am a, you know, I am making more than my son is eating. So I'm exclusively breastfeeding right now. And I'm also pumping and making a stockpile. He has not drinking from a bottle yet. And in the hospital, he did drink my colostrum. But we're gonna do 9 bags today. That's 10 ounces and about 26 ounces. So if you're new to my pumping journey, I'm only pumping on this side. And when he's done eating, I'm pumping out the rest on this side to trigger my body to produce more milk. I have been getting him to latch on this side. However, like I said, he's cluster feeding and he's in a silly goofy mood. So he is not quite staying on the boob. Like, he's spitting it out and comfort feeding right now. So it's kind of hard to get him to focus on eating, especially when it is like a challenge for him, like which this side is. So feeding thing, because again, my daughter was a big sleeper and so is he. And granted, he should still be in the womb for another week and a half, because he was like 3 weeks early, as was my daughter. So I don't know if that's has to do with it and why he's so sleepy, but he is a sleepy little fella. I'm gonna try to put him on his mat today because I want to get him a little more awake. And that's another thing, is that I went through my alarm last night and I didn't wake up at all. So I missed a pump in the middle of the night, which is fine, but I got like 12 ounces this morning instead of my normal. Another thing I want to mention is if you are having a hard time pumping, because I started doing like 10 minutes, then 15, then 20, and then 30, because I had a hard time remaining focused on the pump. And if you're having a hard time, I suggest binge watching a show, because that really distracts you and it makes time fly. Especially in the middle of the night, you're tired, you're waking up like every hour and a half, 2 hours, especially. I mean, I do every 2.5 hours I set my alarms for, but if he wakes up before that, then I feel before that, and then I reset my alarms because I don't want to miss his schedule, mess it up. So especially if you're tired in the middle of the night, like, you don't want to be dozing off when you're obviously feeding your child. But if you're a feeder and then a pumper like I am, you're up for another like 20, 25 minutes after they eat and after you change them. So if you want a good show, I just started The Waterfront on Netflix last night and I'm on the last episode. So I need a new show now, but that lasted a night. And if you want to binge watch a TV show that's more than one season, I highly suggest Castle, because I love those like murder mystery funny kind of movies. I don't know, or shows rather. But yeah, highly suggest watching a show. I call it my pumping show. 9 bags in 36 ounces.